picture all those interesting things you're saying. So you were saying that you used to love phones.
Well, I used to love all technology, really. I mean, it's not just phones. And as a technology in my youth was emerging, a child of the 80s, BBC Micro, I moved on from there. So technology is a big thing, but it's so anonymous now that I've kind of fallen out of love with technology.
Yeah.
And as you know, I was saying before, I'm a software developer, and it's taken a kind of the love away from the technology, where it's also kind of agnostic and the same.
Yes.
One phone's not the same as the next is the next.
Yeah.
And I used to upgrade every year my phones, and I just don't bother anymore. I keep them for 3 years now. It wasn't until I lost my phone that I had to buy a new one. And talking about attachment to technology, I was like, my old phone, I love that phone. But when I think about it, I didn't. I like the fact that it just worked and it was convenient.
Yeah.
And when, now I've got the new phone, it's not the fact that I hate the phone or I love the phone, it's the change between the different, you know, you get a new iPad, you get a new tablet, whatever. It's like, well, it's a new interface again. Oh, man, I learn all this stuff all over again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely technology for me is... I mean, I wear a smartwatch, so it's all, I still have the cutting edge stuff. But what I like about the technology that I choose now is that I choose and research things that just work.
Yes.
I don't have to mess around. Yeah. Too old for that stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I just like to turn it on and it happens.
Yeah, cool. So how long have you had that?
I got that November.
Yes.
I can honestly say it's the best thing I've ever done.
Wow.
Really? I mean, I've
never actually seen a smartwatch.
Really? Never seen one.
Not a real one.
Right. I didn't think, I mean, a gadget guy, I didn't think that I would enjoy it as much as I do, but you're driving along and somebody sends you a text message.
Mm.
I don't have to wait until I pull over to see what it is. I just look and it tells me. I can see how many text messages I've got, how many emails. When an email rolls in, it comes on the screen.
Yeah.
I can reject a call if it's not convenient.
Yeah.
So from pure technology perspective, it just works. It does nothing more than it says in the tin.
Yeah.
And I think technology's kind of lost that keeping it simple principle.
Yeah, because a lot of people actually today have said that they've been frustrated because they can't buy gadgets that function in the way that they want. So a lot of gadgets are too multifunctional.
Right.
You can't just you can't easily buy a phone that just does a few simple things like make calls.
Right. You've got to get the right tool for the job. And most technology now is how much crap can we cram into a little box?
Yes.
And it's like you get so much technology in a box now, but none of it works well.
Yeah.
And it's just like, look, find one thing and do it well. And that's, I guess that was Apple's thing. You know, they did one thing and did it well.
Yeah.
But even they're pushing it too far now.
Yeah.
To the point where you buy an iPhone and it does everything again.
Yes.
And I'm not really a big fan of Apple. I'm an open source guy, so I have to be able to see the insides and know how it works before I even consider using it.
How interesting.
But yeah, technology is...
So do you use Linux?
Yes, I use Linux. I develop software for Linux in my day job.
Oh, how interesting.
So, yes, I'm one of those uber geeks.
Brilliant. It's actually really interesting meeting people who have a very active relationship to their devices.
Yeah.
You know, if you understand how it works, and you're likely to have a more empowered relationship to it.
Sort of, yeah. I mean, you say you get empowered. I know how it works, and I know how badly it works.
Yeah.
So I've seen the code underline it, and I look at it, especially as if it's your trade. You know, if you're a car mechanic and someone builds a car, you look at the car and go, you know, the air sucking through teeth thing. You know, it's the same with software and hardware development. You look at what other people have built and gone, that's not good enough.
Yeah.
But it is good enough for today's market, because it's all about, you've got to get the next quarter's profits in, so let's throw all these features in just so we tick some boxes.
Yes.
And that's how technology feels to me, honestly.
Yeah.
Even knowing how it works inside, it's like, I can see what you've done there, you've ticked a box.
Yes.
But it doesn't work well.
Yeah, yes. So you've got a real kind of sense of quality.
Personal quality, yeah. I mean, if I write code for myself, there's almost like a pragmatic kind of edge to it as well. There's the, got to get it done.
Yeah.
As an artist, you can spend forever.
There's budgets
painting.
And markets and, and pressures, aren't there?
Yeah, I mean, I have a boss that has a boss that has a boss that reports to the board of directors that need money.
Yeah.
So, at the end of the day, somebody tells me to get it done in a certain time scale. I've got to get it done.
Yeah.
But you aim for the highest possible quality.
Yeah.
And you know, it's almost my responsibility as a developer to push back and say, we don't need these features.
Yes.
Let's just do the basics well.
Yeah.
And it's always that trade off.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yes. How long do you think you'll keep your phone for? How long do you think it might last?
My current phone.
Not your phone. Sorry,
watch.
I meant your watch.
I don't know. I'd like to think it'd last forever. I would love for it to last forever, because now I found something that I actually like.
Yeah.
It's weird. I miss having a watch. I've not worn a watch for maybe 10 years. Not needed to. Everyone has phones.
Yeah,
you have your phone.
Yeah.
But the convenience of just looking at the time is...
We've kind of lost that a bit, haven't we?
A little bit, definitely. Mm. If it wasn't this, I'd probably be buying a pocket watch just to be different.
Yes.
But no, as a functional piece of technology, they've got it absolutely bang on, and that's what I love about this. The fact that they've thought about what people need, and they ask what people want, and that's what they built, no more, no less.
Well researched. Good user-centred research.
Oh, that's exactly right, And, you know, it's difficult to find hardware and technology that has actually been researched. I mean, even simple things. I bought a new TV recently, and the TV's got all these buttons on the front that aren't buttons. It's like a touch panel. And at night, I turn my TV off, and I turn the lamp off, and then I go and turn the TV off. Where are the buttons? Someone in their infinite wisdom decided that taking tactile feedback away from you is a great idea.
Yeah.
And it's just simple things like that, and I hate that television. I absolutely hate it. I have to go find the remote and then fumble around for the button. Yeah. In the old days, there's this big ass button that you press and it goes away. I mean, it's just simple things that make technology useful.
Yeah.
And definitely that's been lost. I have two phones, a business phone and a personal phone. My business phone is an old BlackBerry from 8 years ago, and I will not upgrade it. They keep giving me new phones and I keep giving them back because it has buttons.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a big believer that some things are good for certain tasks. The BlackBerry is an email phone. I send emails from it, no more, no less. It has buttons for that reason.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah, in terms of technology, definitely I hate all of it now.
Yeah.
And it sounds awful, but I do hate technology.
That's really good. That's a really good story. Thanks.